This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So Fox News is reporting that a man in the U.K. saw another man collapse at a gas station on Sunday. Bob Adwell was pumping air into his tires when he witnessed Jimmy Smith go into cardiac arrest and hit the ground. Now, Adwell's 67 years old, but he remembers the Bee Gees song, Staying Alive, and how that song seems to have the same tempo as what you need to do when you administer CPR, and he started administering CPR. He ran over to him. First thing he said, he thought to himself he was dead. He was absolutely blue and not breathing at all and no signs of life. So he worked on Smith, and Mr. Smith is, by the way, a father-in-law to Scottish soccer star Paul Gallagher. So this is kind of a celebrity dad. And apparently, Adwell worked on him for 20 minutes while paramedics were called to the scene. And he used the training he had received with the Lake District Mountain Rescue Team. And part of the training was to keep pace with the beat of the Bee Gees hit, Staying Alive. Staying alive, staying alive, staying alive. Okay, anyway, but you're not supposed to sit there and sing. But you're supposed to at least be doing the beats to the song. And so he said, I got him into position, began with the chest compressions to keep his heart going. His heart had completely stopped, but I remember my training. I just decided to keep it up until the ambulance came. It might sound silly, but I was singing Staying Alive in my head the whole time. I was administering the CPR, and it did the trick. So Smith's son-in-law later took to Twitter to update his followers that his father-in-law was okay. He said, my father-in-law is still in critical condition and being monitored in intensive care, but is currently breathing, and we're taking it hour by hour. I still play today because that's what Jimmy would always want, with his get on with it, run it off attitude. Now, that's pretty remarkable when you save a life. And a lot of you are a little intimidated when it comes to performing CPR. And I get that. I get that. And it has been confusing because many of the experts have now kind of changed the rules to allow there to be more flexibility and what we do. So, for example, if you are trained in CPR, do it like you were taught, the 30 chest compressions and then 2 rescue breaths, right? If you're trained in CPR, and we'll talk about what to do if you're untrained, but if you're trained in CPR, you know to check the patient, check their pulse, not opposite side of the neck, but your side of the neck, right? The carotid, check the carotid, okay? Don't try to look for a dorsalis pedis pulse in their foot. I mean, get the best pulse you can. Call for help. Call for 911. Try to, see if the patient is awake and alert. If you feel a pulse, great. If you don't, you've got to start chest compressions. Find in between the mid-nipple area by the sternum and put one hand over the other. Interclasp with fingers and with the palm of your hand. Start compressing about an inch and a half into the chest for an adult. And you start doing 30 chest compressions and you stop. You do the head tilt chin lift, make a seal with your mouth on theirs, and give 2 rescue breaths, and then go back to immediately starting CPR, checking the pulse in between. Now, apparently we have a lot of people out there that just didn't get that. It was just too hard to remember the 30 and the 2, or they didn't want to put their mouth on somebody. So, the American Heart Association and many other medical outlets had said, look, fine, just your chest compressions. You don't have to put your mouth on them. You don't have to do rescue breathing. Just do chest compressions. Now, chest compressions need to be at a rate of 100 to 120 per minute. Now, some people, again, they don't get that. So, years ago, medical experts had said, look, do it to the song Staying Alive. Another one is Another One Bites the Dust. Another one bites dust. Boom, 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 boom. Another one bites dust. Another one bites. Now, the problem is you can't sit there and sing it, okay, you know, while you're doing CPR, because obviously that's going to make family members upset when you say Another One Bites the Dust. But Another One Bites the Dust works as well. So if you're not into Bee Gees, but you're into Queen, that's fine. And if you want, we'll find other songs that are more, you know, gonna play. I don't know if Taylor Swift would shake it off. I don't know. I don't know if you'd want to do Shake It Off for that one. Buttons? No, I don't think the buttons would work. Baby Got Back? No. I like Big Butts, and I cannot lie. That could work. Big Butts could work. Again, it has to be about 100 to 120 beats a minute. So, why did we just forego all that? Well, because you have a lot of oxygen in your blood. Now, as you know, the heart pumps blood throughout your body. It has a certain amount of oxygen. Your tissues need to absorb oxygen, but your tissues don't absorb 100% of it. So, you actually have a lot of oxygen in your blood that could last you. And look, in this particular gentleman, it lasted for 20 minutes. Now, yes, he did some rescue breaths. And, some people have asked, I don't get, if you're breathing into them, how are they getting oxygen if it's your carbon dioxide? Because even when you breathe out and you exhale, there's still oxygen in that, too. So, we're looking at minute levels of oxygen. And the organs are able to still absorb oxygen, even if you're unconscious. We have to bring it to the organs. You know, it is a little tricky. So what I recommend is I think everybody should have a CPR course. Everybody should have a basic first aid life, first aid course. But when in doubt, call 911. All right? If you can't find the pulse and you're not sure, you can start chest compressions. You're not going to hurt them. If they seem to be completely out and you can't feel a pulse, go ahead and start chest compressions. We know you're untrained. You don't have to break any sternum or any chest wall or ribs. You don't have to do that. You know, but keep in mind, heart disease is still the number one killer. And people still have heart attacks. They don't have heart attacks, you know, when they're, you know, in front of a hospital. They have them in the most inopportune places. And again, you could save a life. The 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDIALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So in 2017, there were 5,100 accidental deaths in the American workplace. So that means 5,100 people died just from going to work. It's down from the previous year, which was 5,190, but still close to the highest annual total in a decade. 5,5100 people dying a year just for going to work. We're not talking the traffic. We're talking dying at their job. Now, they say one cause for this could be drug overdoses experienced by workers on the job. They say drug overdose deaths on the job have increased by at least 25%. And these figures come from the Bureau of Labor Statistics' annual National Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries report. This is being reported by USA Today. In an interview with Wall Street Ken Kolosh, manager of statistics, he said the occupations with the highest fatality rates tend to have one in three things common. They involve working from dangerous heights where a fall could be fatal, frequent contact with dangerous machinery, or driving for substantial periods. They say motor vehicle injuries are relatively rare in the workplace, but when a motor vehicle crash does occur, it tends to be very serious or fatal. So 24/7 Wall Street reviewed workplace fatality rates for occupation to identify the 25 most dangerous jobs, which we'll tell you. Those working in jobs on this list are prone to deadly slip and falls, inadvertent contact with dangerous substances or equipment, just like dangerous fentanyl, or violent altercations. They say fatality rates for each of these jobs are more than double the rate across all occupations. So to determine the 25 most dangerous jobs, 24/7 Wall Street reviewed fatal injury rates for 72 occupations. And this is what they came up with. Number 25. So I'm not saying it's the safest, but of the top 25, number 25 were electricians. Electricians had about 8.4 deaths per 100,000 workers, 74 fatal injuries, but almost 5,000 non-fatal injuries. And because they install power, communications, lighting, control systems, all that kind of stuff, they're going to be more prone to electrical burns. But it was actually the falls, slips, and trips that accounted for the fatal accidents. Also, they may be required to work in cramped spaces, standing or kneeling, that could also result in injury. But again, we want to know, why are they dying? Falls, slips, and trips. Then number 24 was firefighters. And we know firefighters, they have a dangerous. But they didn't make the top of the list. They made number 24. So in 2017, there were about 9 per 100,000 workers, or 34 total. The men and women of one of the deadliest work environments, obviously, because it's fire. Burns, smoke inhalation, collapsing structures. By the way, their median annual wage is $49,000 a year. That's all we're paying our firefighters, $49,000 a year. Electricians make about $54,000 a year. Painters, construction, and maintenance, they make about $38,000 a year. They had about 44 fatal injuries in that 1 year. Well, obviously, heavy objects, exposure to chemicals, other irritants, falls, trips, ladders. But get this, athletes, coaches, umpires, and related workers, they came in higher at number 22. About 24 people died on the job with that one. They average about $32,000 a year. And I guess because they maybe have to travel for work or injuries on the field, they say accidents during travel most commonly result in fatalities. So these are coaches, athletes, and umpires, maybe because they have to travel a lot. Now, taxi drivers made the list. Taxi drivers had 62 fatal injuries. They average about $25,000 a year. And again, they're in a car. So 35% were, though, the result of violence by other people or even animals. And because these taxi cab drivers often work late hours or are exposed to potentially dangerous people, they have a higher homicide rate. According to OSHA, taxi cab drivers have a higher homicide rate of over 20 times that than the average worker. Then we have the mining machine operators. They make about $53,000. 7 people died in 1 year, but they have a lot of injuries. And again, they have contact with equipment, that kind of thing. Operating engineers, other construction equipment operators also. Equipment-related death. Makes sense. Make about $47,000 a year. Now, here comes our police. Our police and our sheriff's patrol officers came in at number 18. So their average salary, according to USA Today, is about $61,000. They had about 95 fatal injuries. And again, their most common fatal accidents have to do with violence, high-speed chases, violent individuals, even animals. So, direct violence from other people comes first, and then the transportation accidents. Then came supervisors and mechanics and installers and repairers. So the first-line supervisors, the ones that are still there on the floor, 35 fatal injuries, a lot of transportation incidences. Then construction laborers. Construction laborers came in next. And again, they had almost 260 fatal injuries. They averaged about $35,000. A lot more non-fatal injuries. They apparently had about 21,000 of those. Then number 15 came ground maintenance workers. Ground maintenance workers, a lot of accidents, harmful contact with equipment. They average about $28,000 a year. Being a groundskeeper had the 15th highest fatality. Number 14 was maintenance and repair workers. Maintenance and repair workers, $37,000, 87 fatal injuries in that year. Then came helpers, construction trades, Not really sure what that means, but I guess, again, falls, slips, trips, that kind of thing. First line supervisors of construction trades and extraction workers, then agricultural workers. A lot of people getting killed. They made number 11. 154 people died. They average about $23,000 a year, and they are the lowest paid of all jobs on their list. And they made number 11. People that are electric power line installers made the top 10. They make about $70,000 a year. But again, dangerous. Came in number 10. First line supervisors of landscaping, lawn service, and groundskeeping. Now, I think about this. Somebody who is supervising the groundskeeping workers. And it came in number 9. Why? Chainsaws, tractors, lawnmowers. Unintended contact with objects and equipment. Tree trimming, pruning could do it. Farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural managers, they average about $70,000 a year. They had 360 fatal injuries. Drivers, sales workers, truck drivers. I love my truck drivers out there. Almost 1,000 people die a year. If you're a truck driver, or sales worker, or other sort of transportation related. Structural iron and steel workers, $52,000 a year, 14 people died a year. Refuse or recyclable material collectors, they apparently get into a lot of transportation accidents. Now, roofers came in number 4. Roofers average about $39,000 a year. They had about 100 people die. Why? They slip from scaffolds, ladders, and roofs. You see, you would think roofers would be higher up. Now, aircraft pilots or flight engineers. A work of a pilot, right? And their exhaustion and all that put them at risk for safety issues. 60 died last year. They average about 111,000. Logging workers. Now, I remember loggers came in number 1 years ago. The logging industry still physically demanding and one of the most dangerous because you're struck by an object or mishap. So those who log, $38,000 a year they make, 55 fatal injuries. But the number 1 most risky job out there are those in fishing. Fishers and related fishing workers have the highest rates of fatal injury because of nets and gear and slippery decks and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, many of us will take a job and go, you know what, we're good because there's workers' comp. So if we get into an accident, there's going to be workers' comp. For anybody that's ever had a work-related injury, that you know, workers' comp is nice because it covers your injury, but they would rather not have the injury. Now, look, we need police officers. We need loggers. We need electricians. So I'm not trying to talk you out of those jobs. But keep in mind that, you know, you are putting your life at risk. And just because there's workers' comp and people are expecting risks doesn't necessarily mean they're not going to happen to you. I met a patient who was, I guess, in an elevator. The elevator just decided to drop. Caused whiplash injury over neck. She's had issues for years. Well, that's kind of, workplace injuries happen, and sometimes it can be really, really debilitating. I've seen people cut off fingers and have to have amputations and all sorts of stuff. Burns. I mean, people in the medical field, they could get HIV. They could get hepatitis. They could be exposed to tuberculosis. We get attacked. We've gotten shot by our patients. So, I think the moral to this is no job is entirely safe. No job. And so, just be aware and be careful out there. 1-877-DOCTOR-LINK.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I think President Trump is prepared to do what's necessary to address what is a real humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
Vice President Mike Pence on ABC's Good Morning America. Now at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Tuesday, we can expect President Trump to address the nation regarding border security from the Oval Office. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Jordan, and he believes that the United States is expanding efforts to put pressure on Iran despite pulling some troops from Syria.
The president's decision to withdraw our folks from Syria in no way impacts our capacity to deliver on that. We are redoubling not only our diplomatic but our commercial efforts to put real pressure on Iran to achieve what it is we set out for them back in May.
And in Florida, Ron DeSantis was sworn in as the 46th governor of the state. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, teen vaping. All right, oh, if you have to kind of, you know, like J-Lo or like, what was it? Bennifer, right? Remember Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez? Remember the way, or Brangelina? Okay, so teen vaping has hit guys, fix your radios. Epidemic levels, according to federal health officials, with rates up to 78% over the last year alone. Epidemic levels, teens are vaping, okay? It's out, everybody. You should know that. Your teens are vaping. But they say strict laws on selling vaping products to underage kids can reduce the number of teens who try e-cigs. So we do need to get the laws up. Teens living in cities or towns that more strictly police retail sales apparently are a third less likely to try them than those areas where they're more lax. That's according to a team at the University of Southern California, USC. they were also half as likely to become regular users of tobacco. So it supports that tobacco control advocates have been saying for years, strong laws, equally strong enforcement, reduced to work tobacco use. The problem is we're still not getting there. And you hear some people debate on how we need to be addressing these vaping trends and these fads. And I want to talk about that in a second. But this study from USC, they say here, according to NBC News, comes with a caveat. Specialty vape shops are often not regulated at the same level as other tobacco retailers. So the increase of poorly regulated e-cig internet vendors is a relatively new way that minors get their products. They get on the internet. And they also limit the future impact of tobacco retailing licensing as a regulatory tool. Now, this is in an article published in the journal Pediatrics. So the team, led by Rob McConnell, doctor in preventive medicine and children's health, he had done a survey of students in Southern California. He asked about 2,000 if they tried vaping or smoking, and then he followed up a year and a half later. They also graded the communities where the teens lived to their laws and enforcements, you know, that had limit tobacco sales. And 4 out of the 14 jurisdictions got actually an A rating based on American Lung criteria, meaning they required retailers to pay annual license fees, regular compliance checks, they used fines, revoked licenses, but the rest of the communities got a DRF, meaning they really didn't do much to stop retailers from selling tobacco products to teens. So they found that teens living in these areas, right, that have A ratings, were less likely to smoke, try tobacco, or vape. Then they looked at them over the next year, and again, 50% less likely. Now, smoke-free housing rules or bans on outdoor smoking, they said, didn't really seem to have an effect on teen use. Kids know who'll sell them and find them. Kids are smart. So they say licensing fees are key. And they say raising the age of sale could work. Raising the age of sale to 21, combined with enforcement, decreases youth smoking, and they say that could work. So last November, the CDC found an 80% increase in teen vaping. 3.6 million high school and middle school students now using e-cigs, and that's an underestimation. The FDA has come up with a bunch of proposals. They're trying to crack down on some of these e-cig companies. And research shows that most of these smokers, even people who smoke, start before 21 because nicotine is addictive. Whether they smoke a regular cigarette or vape, they're going to be hooked on both. They say teens who vape are more likely to go on to regular cigarettes anyway. So the whole purpose of the whole vaping and e-cig was to get people off regular cigarettes. Well, now we've attracted a whole new population who would have never picked up a cigarette to now go to cigarettes anyway because they got hooked on vaping. And if it becomes easier to get a cigarette than it does to get an e-cig, then, kids who are addicted to nicotine will start going towards that. So what are we doing wrong? Well, teen drinking, nobody's really talking much about teen alcohol. Teen alcohol is rampant. Kids are getting drunk all the time. Kids drink. Kids smoke. Kids vape. Kids have a lot of sex. These are what kids do. And people think, well, because they're a kid, we could have laws, and laws will stop a kid from wanting to do these things that adults do so ubiquitously. Well, no. Kids, first, think they're adults. Number two, kids are very powerful, passionate forces out there that have more of a drive and more chutzpah and guts than adults do. Kids think they're immortal. They don't care about a fine or a police officer like us adults do. As adults, you're like, you know what, I got kids and I got to get a job and I got to, you know. Teenagers, they don't give a heart and doot if, it's against the law if you smoke a cigarette. They don't give a crap. So you know who your population is. Just because you make a law saying, all right, you're not allowed to drink until you're 21, that has doesn't stop teen drinking. Kids drink. They steal alcohol from their parents' liquor cabinet. Well, parents don't have liquor cabinets anymore. They now have walls of, you know, they have a bar. Parents now have a bar. They don't have a liquor cabinet anymore. They don't even call it liquor. But teens, the 21-year-old age limit really hasn't stopped kids from drinking. Yes, it has made it harder for them to purchase. But what do? They have somebody older purchase the alcohol. Or they steal it, or they get it somewhere. So the problem is when you have something that is so open and utilized by the adult population and is sitting there on the table or on the counter 2 inches from a teenager's hands, you cannot expect a teenager to not want to touch it. We mimic our parents. We mimic adults. We mimic our rock stars, our leaders. I mean, if somebody else is going to have a cigarette or is going to vape or is going to drink, the average teenager is not going to stop because they're 15 and a half. They don't give a damn if they're 15 and a half. Now, luckily, there are some kids out there that are pretty smart. And like, you know what? I don't want to go there. It's bad. I don't need to go there. I know it's going to mess me up. I don't need to go there. And thank God for them. But there's not a lot of them out there. And as parents, I worry. And hearing what I hear about kids and what they're doing, I'm scared to death. The kid, average kid knows they're not supposed to drive drunk. But when they do drive, they're not cognizantly telling themselves, oh, okay, I am driving drunk. No. They're like, I'm getting in my car to get home so I don't get in trouble. Because I was drinking alcohol and I'm supposed to drink alcohol. And if I don't get home by 10, I'm in trouble. Boom, now you have a drunk driving accident. So when we as adults are so free with how we use this stuff, we can't be shocked when our kids do it too. Which means having these limitations. Well, you know, we legislated that they have to be 21 years old. Okay, that's fine, but that's a given. Okay, but now what? That's not going to work. You do it anyway. You could put an age restriction, although anybody in the military, if they want to have a cigarette or beer or whatever, let them please. So if you're in the military, for the love of the Lord, do what you want. Okay? Because you're protecting our country and giving us the freedom to smoke and drink. But I get, raise the age to, for everybody else to 21. Okay, that's fine. But don't act like, all right, I'm done. I did my job. Just like with this opioid crisis. Okay, so we're limiting doctors prescribing. Family doctors and internists and dentists. All right, everybody has to limit prescribing. Okay, we're good. Nice job. We did something. No, because people are overdosing on fentanyl, and I'm not prescribing fentanyl. Where are they getting the fentanyl and the heroin from? Okay, we need to do more work. So that's why. When you hear people say we need to address this vaping issue differently, that's why. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 702-
562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So U.S. cancer death rates hit 25 years of decline. We're doing something right, which means the rate of people dying from cancer is dropping. However, they say, according to CNN, there are disparities between the rich and the poor. They say the overall national cancer death rate fell continuously from 1991 to 2016 by a total of 27%, according to a study by the American Cancer Society, which means 2.6 million fewer cancer deaths than would have been expected if death rates stayed at their peak, which was seen in 1991. Yeah, in the early 90s, that was like really, really big. Cancer was huge. So they say the continued decline in cancer death rate over the past 25 years is really, really good news. But a little bit of surprise, because other leading causes of death in the U.S. are starting to flatten. So we still have heart disease. It's still the number one cause. But cancer is still in the leading three causes of death. We have heart disease, cancer, and accidents or unintentional injuries. Now, the World Health Organization report released in the fall estimated that there was 18.1 million new cancer cases and 9 million cancer deaths worldwide in 2018 alone. So cancer is also the second leading cause of death globally. Now, they're looking at data, and they're finding that a lot of our, we've done a lot of good, like cutting back on smoking, etc. But we have seen jumps in lung cancer death. Now, if we've been cutting back on smoking and tobacco, why is lung cancer death higher? Well, a few things. One is, we might have stopped a lot of new smokers or got current smokers off, but if somebody's been smoking 25, 30, 40 years, they could still be at risk. Number two is we might have been having less screening. So less people might have been getting screened, so then by the time the lung cancer was found, it's a little bit farther along. Like, look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. No one's really given us details, but we know she had fractures. She fell, supposedly at work, a couple months ago. Then we were told last month that she had two cancerous tumors removed from her lung, same size, same area as the fractures. So I'm thinking she had pathological fractures, meaning cancer weakened the bone. Well, then her cancer was found later stage. So if, you know, people aren't having the typical, you know, tests or symptoms to get the tests, things can sneak. I heard of a case of a woman with ovarian cancer where she wasn't really having pelvic pain. She was having hip pain. Her hip was hurting. And when they scanned the hip, they found the tumor. So you need a medical provider that doesn't just go, oh, hip pain, this is just musculoskeletal. If somebody has hip pain, they better be thinking about ovarian cancer. Not as first line, but we knew a lady who had back pain and sciatica and ended up being a sarcoma in her abdomen. So that's some pretty interesting stuff. Now, they see the racial gap in cancer mortality is continuing to narrow. Cancer death rates in blacks is still higher than whites, but it's starting to narrow down a little bit. Would really like to have it no gap. So cancer rates and cancer deaths. We still have cancer. Apparently, they say 1.7 million new cancer cases and 606,000 cancer deaths are projected to occur this next year, which means 4,800 new cases and 1,700 deaths a day. So these projections are still pretty startling. And one such cancer that they say is on the rise is endometrial cancer. So uterine cancer, they say, is one of the few cancers with increasing incidence and mortality. Cancer claimed about 11,000 lives in 2016. 50,000 new cases confirmed the previous year. Now, why? Well, uterine cancer is the fourth most common type of cancer among women, but it's a top contender for cancer deaths because sometimes the symptom, the only symptom you have with uterine cancer is some bleeding. Well, if you've been having vaginal bleeding because of a period or some other issue, that's not good. Now, if you have bleeding and you're menopausal, you've got to get checked for endometrial cancer. Uterine cancer and endometrial cancer are pretty much synonymous. And obesity puts you at risk for uterine and endometrial cancer. Well, now that we have more and more women who are obese, it makes sense we're seeing uterine cancer rise. They say several minorities have shown the highest increases in uterine cancer compared to non-Hispanic white women, including Hispanic and Asian women alongside black women. So uterine cancer is on the rise. They said it rose by 12%. So again, any pelvic pain, any abnormal bleeding, bleeding after sex, you have got to get yourself checked. 70% of U.S. adults age 20 and over overweight. Overweight women are 2 to 4 times more likely to develop the endometrial cancer. Well, I mean, uterine cancer, there are fibro, there's a whole variety of types, but I mean, endometrial cancer is one of the biggest. So when we call it uterine cancer, that's not including ovarian cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An employee at an Outback Steakhouse in Madison, Tennessee has tested positive for hepatitis A. So now they're urging customers who dined at the restaurant before Christmas to receive a vaccine. The Metro Public Health Department announced earlier this week that the employee, who has not been identified, tested positive for acute hepatitis A. We've talked about that. You could get hepatitis A from poor hand washing, oral fecal route. And since anytime a hospital worker, see, all hospital workers are supposed, or I'm sorry, all health or food industry workers are supposed to be vaccinated. So this is like, it's almost every 2 weeks we hear of a restaurant having an employee with endometrial cancer. I'm sorry, an employee having hepatitis A. When I worked as a waitress, I had to get my hepatitis A shots. I could not get my health card without getting vaccinated against hepatitis A. So one of a few things is happening. Either A, people are not getting their vaccines and they're lying on their card, or B, they are getting vaccinated and this hepatitis A is affecting them anyway. But I'd really like somebody to study that. What the heck is going on? Now, hepatitis A, do not confuse with hepatitis B or C. Hepatitis A, usually you recover. You could get still pretty sick. You can still die, technically, because it can cause liver failure and death, but usually you get fever, fatigue, dark urine, vomiting, joint pain, jaundice. But hepatitis A is preventable with the vaccine, and we're starting to vaccinate all kids, adolescents, so most of us have been vaccinated. All right, the midlife crisis. We're going to talk about this more later this month, but there's a professor saying there is little evidence that the midlife crisis actually exists. Professor Nick Haslam of the University of Melbourne claims midlife is a time of growth and requires a process of adjustment. And these unsurprising studies show that many adults like midlife and have been the happiest in their 40s and 50s. That's not what I see. I see people going through midlife crisis and they look crazy. So there was a study that looked at how do we define midlife? So people say middle age could be anywhere between your 30s and your 70s. And more people become positive the older they get. You know, we're starting to see a lot of these studies where older people are not jealous of younger people. Many of them don't want to be younger. I hear older people all the time going, I would not want to be a millennial. I would not want to be a teenager right now. I would not want to be in my 20s. I would not want to be starting over. I love where I'm at. And I am hearing that more. However, I think a lot of people, whether they admit it or not, do take a look at their life and go, are we satisfied with what we've done? Am I satisfied with the way I look? Did I do everything I wanted to do? You know, do I have enough money in the bank? So I do think there is something called a midlife crisis. We'll talk more about this later. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.